Hello and welcome to Time to Soar podcast, the number one personal development, faith building, and birth dream place for you. Your fabulous host is Beverly J. Miller, founder of Soar. Get ready to be inspired as you turn your crawl into a walk into a run, and your run into a soar.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. So glad you're here today. Did you realize that comparing yourself to others is not wise? It steals your peace and joy. I call it the comparison trap, and it's time to break free from comparing yourself to others. I was recently doing some research and came across this quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy." Now, there's a small debate on who said this quote, but whoever said it was clearly onto something. Comparing yourself or your life to others will only serve to make you unhappy. When you compare yourself to others, you know all the dirty details of your situation, but only the seemingly positive surface information about the person you are comparing yourself to. One of the fastest ways of discouraging yourself and becoming trapped in jealousy and envy is to compare yourself to others. Whether you're comparing your weight, your life, how you live, your relationships, or even your faith walk based on the actions of others, is a warning sign of insecurity and seeking validation from others instead of focusing and listening to what God wants for you. You see, God has a specific plan for you, and you won't accomplish that plan by looking at others. Comparing yourself to others is likened to a movie reel. You are comparing your behind-scenes reel to someone else's highlighted reel, and in doing this, you set yourself up for disappointment. The way most of us live our lives today, the potential of comparisons is everywhere. With social media, we compare ourselves to the entire world with fabricated imagined images and fabricated lives. We choose the standard and the measurement from the world around us, but this is not wise. When you view someone else as the standard, you are using a very short measuring stick. It's not to say that what the other person is doing isn't marvelous. It's just not what you are called to do. When you keep your eyes on others, you maintain a horizontal focus when you were created for a vertical focus. We can be so busy looking around at others that we completely miss God's direction for ourselves. To compare is despair. By occupying your mind with all the ways you aren't, you completely miss all the ways you are. Oddly, the same person you find comparing yourself to is likely comparing themselves to someone else, and they're not making the cut either. It's a trap that keeps you from your incredible purpose. God created you with a mind, soul, and a spirit perfectly suited for that which you were called. Your talents, your likes, dislikes, and quirkiness about you are individually and beautifully you. They were woven together to form a fabric so intricately unique it cannot be compared with another. Most people compare themselves to others, but seldom ask, "Why am I comparing myself? What is driving me to do this?" When it only brings negativity and sense of defeat. I believe that we compare ourselves because we determine our social and personal worth based on how we measure up to others. As a result, We constantly make evaluations across various aspects of our lives, attractiveness, success, intelligence, and our faith walk. We hope to feel better about ourselves if we end up ahead, and this, my friend, is rooted in insecurity. We also compare because of our competitive, perfectionist nature. We have the desire to be right, perfect, or just better than another. Comparing yourself to others can have a negative effect on your mental health. If you find yourself frequently caught up in how you compare to others, consider this. Comparison does not help you achieve success. Coveting or envying over another person's success will do nothing to fuel your own success. It is only diverting your focus away from your own hopes and goals. There is always more to the story. A person may seem to have a perfect life, but everyone has challenges. Instead of putting that person on a pedestal, take a step back and consider if you are really making an accurate comparison. Many people have a habit of comparing the worst parts of their lives to the best parts of other people's lives. Comparison often creates excessive negativity. You see, comparison has a habit of not only making you feel bad about yourself, but it also creates feelings of resentment towards people who you feel are more successful or doing what you believe you should be doing. Here's the million-dollar question you may have been waiting for. How do I break free from the comparison trap? Here it is. Choose your measuring stick. If you take a moment and think about it, really think about it, measuring yourself by human standards is truly selling yourself short. We were not created to be carbon copies of a certain standard or of each other. We were all created with a unique personality, abilities, and gifts, and unique circumstances. So to deny that is to deny that God knew what He was doing when He made you, when He planned your life. Another thing is, do not evaluate yourself based on what others think. People will evaluate themselves based on how others think they did. I had a friend that would always do that. She would always question me, well, how did I do? How did I sound? Or how their performance compares to others. For example, you are watching the 100-meter dash in the Olympics. Many people may not pay attention to the clock, but instead to who finishes first and who finishes last. It may look like the person who finished last is a slow runner because we are comparing them to the person who finished first. However, if the average person raced the Olympian who finished last, the Olympian would most likely be significantly faster. Think about that. That person simply looks slow because they are being compared to an exceptionally fast person. Next thing is to practice gratitude. Gratitude can be a great solution to fighting social comparison. Instead of focusing your attention on things you wish you had, take some time to think about the things you are grateful for in your life. I suggest that you keep a gratitude journal and list your own accomplishments, taking time to be thankful for the people in your life and thinking about the things that make you happy. These small steps can help you refocus your energy on yourself instead of others. Next is to turn comparison into inspiration. Instead of getting stuck on the fact of what you may not have, think of the ways you can achieve those things yourself. Be inspired by the person you're comparing yourself to. If they are doing or achieving the success you desire, inquire on how they did it. What could you do to move into a position to accomplish what you desire? When you see others who have things you should like in your own life, think about how you can turn that desire into inspiration and improve your own life for the better. The next is to, instead of comparing yourself to others, measure your own progress. While people often get caught up in how they measure up to others, the most beneficial comparison may just be focusing on your own growth as a person. An Olympian can easily win a race against a casual athlete, but is that Olympian improving or simply looking good compared to the other person? Challenging your comparison to create small improvements for yourself can be a tangible way to grow. Consider setting goals or benchmarks you would like to achieve in various aspects of your life. This can help you challenge your competitive energy into productive personal growth instead of social comparison. Strive to be the best possible version of you. You have much to offer to others. Take care of your physical, emotional, and spiritual growth. Commit to growing a little bit each day and learn to celebrate the little advancements you are making without comparing them to others. The next step is to take a break from social media. I can't encourage this enough. When everyone is broadcasting their best selves to the world on social media, it can be difficult to stop comparing yourself to others. However, many people tend to create an unrealistic picture of their lives on social media, because they share things they are proud of, but choose not to post about the negative aspects of their lives. Taking a social media detox is what I call it. May help you stop comparing your own life to others around you and instead help you to focus on the things you care about. Our own insecurities often cause us to compare ourselves with others as we look for a way to feel superior. I challenge you to rely on God's opinion of who you are. And the next time you are tempted to compare yourself, recognize that comparison keeps you stuck. Keep your focus horizontal. Say goodbye to the thief of comparison and move on to greatness. Share with me your thoughts about comparing ourselves to others. What have you learned from comparing yourself? We all have compared ourselves to someone at some time or the other. I would love to hear from you. Share your breakthrough moments on something you may have heard. Let's inspire each other. Here on Time to Soar, we love to inspire others while being inspired ourselves. So until we meet again, let your crawl become a walk, your walk a run, and your run a soar.
Thank you for tuning in to Time to Soar podcast, the number one personal development, faith building, and birth dream place, hosted by Beverly J. Miller. If you enjoyed this podcast, then please remember to subscribe and follow us on Facebook. Until next time, remember, you can start where you are and turn your crawl into a walk, your walk into a run, and your run into a soar.